Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, it's Monday, Memorial Day weekend, holiday weekend. I'm not in a body bag. No matter what some of you thought, I'm not in a body bag. Hillary Stuggs didn't come and get us. None of us are locked up. None of us have been barked. Nothing. We had an unbelievably awesome weekend here in, where am I? Right now I'm in Elmsford, New York. About 15 or 20, maybe 25 minutes from Chappaqua. We're here at the Days Inn where we spent the weekend. For those of you who wondered how many showed up, I think we probably crested maybe 50 and probably 20-some vehicles in our parade. And it was really, really good and really, really powerful. And, you know, I want to say a few things before I bring some of the guests on. I want to say something to some of the naysayers out there, because there are a lot of naysayers. A lot of people said, oh, thanks, Vic. Vic, what is it?
It's egg and...
Okay, Vic's trying to feed me. A lot of people out there said we were crazy, weren't going to make a difference, you couldn't do it, the Clintons were going to beat you up, all that kind of stuff. We had the most fabulous, fabulous prophetic trip into New York's... I was going to say New York City, into New York, that you could ever have. I'm just telling you, it's unbelievable. And shame on all of you out there that said, that tried to place doubt and say, oh, you're not organized enough. And those guys are crazy. They're going to get thrown in jail. And we had the most precious people who came. Many of them had never done anything like that. We got started yesterday morning. We had a meeting place at Walmart. I'm sorry, my face is a little bit dark here. I'm sitting kind of in the shade. At a Walmart. I made that to be our meeting spot. We got to the Walmart. We parked in the parking lot. We had our cars all painted up. I think some of you maybe saw some signs of that. Hillary for prison. We had stuff painted all over our cars. And we're sitting in the Walmart parking lot waiting for other people to come and join us. We grabbed our signs. We got out on the streets holding the signs. It was incredible, man. It was incredible. The thumbs up, the honk under the horn, the people doubling by, people stopping and getting out. People came driving back with their megaphone, and they were cheering with us on the megaphone. Vic, I'm on the show. I can't eat while I'm on the show. That'd be rude. Victor's always trying to take care of me here. And we caused no, I'm just telling you, we caused no small stir at that Walmart. Cops came. I'll get into all that stuff later. Craig was assaulted. Craig Aptmeyer was assaulted by a rent-a-cop at the mall cop. We got it all on film. It's fabulous, man. Fabulous. The police came because the mall called us, called the mall on us. We just stood up to them, and they tried to buffalo us into getting out, to not being in the mall. We're allowed to be on the sidewalk, but we're not allowed to park in the mall. One of those things, you know how that goes. No, that don't work. And so finally we left the mall where we did just unbelievable ministry outside that mall. I'm telling you, it was amazing. Because people out here feel like they're in a liberal hell. And they don't find anybody who agrees with them, like-minded people. And that's the encouragement we brought to them. Then we went to Chappaqua yesterday, our 20-some car caravaned into Chappaqua. And we got our cars all painted, people on the freeway. They're honking their horns and giving us thumbs up. And it says, indict Hillary for prison. Let me do this real quick. Stay with me here. I'm going to walk over here. Some of you didn't get a chance to see this. So I don't even know how this is going to work. We're here at the hotel. So here's what one of the cars looked like. This is the one there. I don't know if you guys can see it. It says, Hillary for prison. Probe Hillary. Indict Hillary. See, we're driving these things down the road, right? And cars are passing us, and they're reading this. Indict Hillary. Equal justice under the law. By the way, is that ever? That is the key right there. Everybody wants equal justice. Equal Justice. So this is just one of the cars. I'm sorry if it's showing up backwards on it. Equal Justice Under the Law. We had many. Whoops. Okay, I just hit something. I hit a button here, kind of lost where I was. Let me try to find y'all back here. I think right there, if I touch that button. What the heck's going on here? Get all this stuff off my screen. I'm trying to touch it. Jared, help me here, man. I had one of those finger bumps. What did I do wrong here, Vic? Oh, there, Victor saved me. There, Victor saved me. So we got a good crowd of guys out here today. So anyway, we drive into Chappaqua. There weren't a lot of people on the streets. Surprise. I don't know. There just weren't a lot of people out. So we went to Hillary's house. We didn't know what kind of reaction, because we know the mall cops had called ahead and told them we were coming. So we get there and the cops are waiting on us, of course. And we pull into Hillary's cul-de-sac. We've got all this on video. It's not prepared to show it to you today. We got it all on video. So we pulled into her cul-de-sac, and the cops said to us, it's amazing. They said, listen, you can't park here. But if you want to park, go down to Green Avenue, Green Street, whatever it says. It's about 100 yards. Says, go down Green Street. It's the next cul-de-sac over. Says, you guys can park in there. And I said, well, can we get out? She said, yeah, you're welcome to get out. But you can't park here. So we took all of our cars down there, and then we parked the cars. And there was a parade of about, I don't know, maybe 50, 60 of us at that point. Then they paraded up into 15 Old House Lane, paraded right up there. And then they kind of put one of those barriers up there, kind of boxed us in, and gave us a free speech area where we could stand outside of Hillary's house. We don't know whether she was there or not, but we were out there for about an hour, and we did some. Coach Norm let Hillary know we were in town. He yelled at her a little bit. We did some prayer there. We did some scripture reading there. And as I said, we stayed for about an hour, and then we left. And I'll get somebody to talk about something that was really profound. Was wow. How we challenged the police officers, and how they were the only ones standing between us and the evil that's going on in America. And then finished up, came back last night. We're up this morning. Some of our already left to go home. Randy, God bless Randy Murgatroyd. Randy took a train late last night into New York, got a hotel, and then Randy's flying out this morning, heading back to Oklahoma City. We had Dan Bukowski and his son, Sean. They came all the way from Fargo, North Dakota, if you can believe that. They drove here from North Dakota. It's just amazing. Ken Hall came all the way from Nebraska. Doug Hagman was here. Doug and Hagman and his tech, Eric, they were with us all day long. Did live broadcast, live video. They're all in. And I really believe this idea of an equal justice tour. The tour is really going to catch on. Folks, the equal justice under the law, nobody can argue with. Nobody can argue with. We ask them that. And I said, we go around, we ask one very simple question. They all know what Hillary did, even the Hillary supporters. We ask them one simple question. Would you be walking free if you did what she did? And they all say, well, of course not. Nobody would be free but her. I said, do you think we can live in a nation where we don't have equal justice? You think that's okay? Would you like to see equal justice? And all of them, everybody wants equal justice. They start telling stories about, oh yeah, man, that's all screwed up. It's been an amazing trip. So all the naysayers out there, I want you to know we had a wonderful, wonderful, highly successful trip. We're going to finish it off today at the parade in Chappaqua. We're going to go back, and they're probably going to hate us this afternoon. But we're going to go back there and do that, and it's been a wonderful time. So let me open up, see if there's any questions, and I'll get somebody in here to tell you, maybe give you their perspective. Anybody got a question at all? Beautiful day here. Beautiful day. Okay. Hey, Joseph, come here a minute. First guy I'm going to bring up. I'm going to put the earpiece in for Joseph here. Joseph was in the pre-show. What's your last name, Joseph?
D'Onofrio.
D'Onofrio.
That's right.
We were out here yesterday, yesterday morning.
And, pardon me, Dan.
That's all right, man. We were out here yesterday morning, and people were coming. There's a big crowd here at the hotel. People are coming in to get breakfast. We're all sitting out here, and people say, hey, what are you guys doing? We say, we're here to indict Hillary. And, oh yeah, and they don't have a story. And Joseph came by, and he's one of those guys that, you know, he's got a brother that lives in Chappaqua, and Joseph is Italian by descent. Joseph spent 15 months in federal prison because he was a soldier.
NATO.
And he went and fought, and when he came back from NATO, he had not paid his taxes or something.
I had paid, but it wasn't the percentage that I guess they had felt was warranted or whatever.
And they put him in jail for 15 years. Sentenced, 15 months.
I was sentenced to 18. I did 15 and a half months.
Sentenced to 18 months, but he did 15 months.
I'm still actually going to court for some of that.
This is a guy who's serving our nation. And so he understands.
I'm serving North America.
You understand.
I serve North America.
You serve North America.
Yeah.
But you understand equal justice, right, Joseph?
Absolutely.
You didn't get it, did you?
No, absolutely not.
So this is a message that's been touched in people's heart. But Joseph has really kind of touched our heart here because he knows JC. He knows the big guy, right? But we've been working here over the last couple of days to try to give him a little deeper walk with the Lord. And Joseph, tell him the story that you just told before we went on the show about the swearing issue that you had. Because, folks, listen, I've...
Give him the preface there first.
What's that?
Give him the preface.
I will. Yeah. A lot of people that I come in contact with, a lot of different places, they swear naturally. It's just their dialogue. It's just the way they are. And Joseph was one of those guys. Every other word, F and this, F and... He doesn't even know he's saying F and, you know, he doesn't even know it.
Vernacular, right?
Yeah, vernacular. And so I think it was Big Norm. Big Norm's... one of them said something to him. Maybe it was Randy.
Pulled me aside, yeah.
Yeah, pulled you aside. Said, hey, man, listen. Man, you're a great guy, but your language can be offensive to somebody.
Mm.
And Joseph, so pick up there and tell how you realized, even before somebody said it to you, you knew that your language is piercing the heart. Go ahead.
That's right. So I didn't realize it because where I come from, cussing is just part of our language. You know, we don't realize that sometimes it could be offensive to people. And one of the gentlemen had pulled me aside and had mentioned, like Dave was saying, that, you know, when you do that, it could offend certain people. And I never looked at it that way. And the last thing I want to do is offend anyone and make them feel uncomfortable in my presence. And so we agreed to have a prayer, right, Dave? And, you know,
those big old bears hugged you too, didn't they, Joseph?
Oh, my God. Well, we all touched.
Yeah.
And when we all touched, I felt the energy. I don't know how to describe it. I guess it would be described best as the Holy Spirit around us. Like, I felt like we were engulfed in, like, in love, man.
We were connected.
Yeah, and it was like we were a barrier and everything else was outside of us at that moment.
Amen.
And that's 100% the truth right now. I have no reason, you know, to lie. You guys use your own discernment. You can look in my eyes. I mean, but since that prayer, I went back and I was having a little argument with my girlfriend. And I noticed that in the argument, I was saying words like, instead of the F-bomb, I was saying words like frig or crap instead of the S-word. And she was like, did you just say frig? I was like, no. I was like, wait a minute. I guess I did. I've never said that word before in my life. And I guess without even being conscious of it, I was just saying those words. It was just coming out. It was censored, like you said. And that was,
Holy Spirit.
Guess, working through me.
Right.
Censoring it, yeah.
But Joseph, you said that even before you had the prayer, you realized that when you said a foul word, you felt some bad energy. Huh?
It wasn't a bad energy. I felt like it was a laser going through some of your guys, And I saw some of them not judging me, but kind of as I said it, they would take a step back, almost like I was piercing them with like a sword, an invisible sword or something. And I didn't realize what it was until a gentleman had pulled me aside. And it actually affected me because, like I said, the last thing I want to do is affect anybody negatively.
Amen.
Yeah.
But Joseph, just in the last, it's been about 2020, since you feel the change in your life already.
Oh, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I was saying, I mean, I noticed myself being censored as I'm speaking.
Self-censored.
Yeah, but not even self. It's something else. You know, it's indescribable. And these guys have a great energy about them. I don't know if all you guys know them. I got to know them intimately. Over the past 24
hours. That's not
hours.
Like we had sex. We didn't.
No, I didn't say that. Not that kind of intimacy, okay, but you know what I mean. Yeah. Like, in a
intimacy.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, you yeah. Sorry,
he's a
you
brother.
Know,
I'm he's not a brother
as,
already.
I'm not as educated as this guy. I apologize. you know, he's got a great vocabulary. No, but honestly, I got to know them, and since I've got to know them, I feel like a better air about me. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah.
You know?
Listen to this one, folks. He's got a cute little girlfriend.
Hey, come on.
And he's staying up in the hotel with us. I said to him, you know, Jez, you can't be sleeping with her, you know? Mm-hmm. You're going to be
crazy. Tell him what I said.
And he said, oh, no, her daddy killed me.
Yeah, shoot me. Shoot me. And tell her what I said. Where do we sleep?
Separate beds.
Separate beds in the hotel.
Because, it's culture, isn't it?
Yeah.
In that culture,
Mediterranean
her daddy doesn't want you messing with
her. Well, it's allowed in that culture, in the old school way, for him to take responsibility in his own, whatever he sees fit.
Right.
So if he thinks there's something outside you know, outside the respectful boundary going on. I mean, he's absolutely in every right in the Mediterranean culture to defend his family and his daughter in any way he sees fit.
Amen. So, Joseph, where you go from here, man?
I walk with the Holy Spirit. Physique, come on.
But you're a spiritual man, brother. You're not a natural man, right?
I'm a spiritual man by nature.
Right, right.
Yeah, by birth.
So like me, you look at me, Joseph, I'm old, pudgy, old 60.
No.
Well, hang on a minute. I'm an old 66-year-old pudgy man.
I thought you had 46.
Do you have any idea what I look like inside, brother?
Yeah, I can see it.
I would be at the Arnold.
What do you mean? You are. You're the Arnold when you walk around. Right? Are you kidding me? Everyone can see
it.
You
get what I'm saying?
No, I don't have to hear you. I feel it.
Because you that's right. Because you are a spirit man. You're a spirit man.
We're all having a spiritual experience right now through this flesh. You know what I mean?
Because our outward man, the Bible says, perishes daily.
That's right.
You're going to end up looking like this at some point, brother.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Yeah. You know? But that's not. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter because it's what's inside and what shines through.
We don't want your inward man to be perishing. So we just pray, Joseph, that we had a great pleasure meeting you here, brother.
No, the pleasure was mine.
We just pray that you continue to grow in your faith because you're going to have the opportunity to impact thousands and thousands of people.
We impact everybody.
You're likable. You just have that kind of.
I appreciate that.
Right?
Thank you.
Use that to glorify the Lord with it, man.
Well, here's what I feel.
Anybody can go screw girls and drink.
Hey, come on, no.
Anybody can do that. Right?
That's all. Anybody can do that. Yeah.
Dogs can do that.
Animals.
You're not an animal.
The beast. No.
You're a child of God, man.
That's right. I'm a child of God. That's right. He works through us.
So we need to represent Him accordingly, right?
Yeah, that's what we do. So we do. So here's how I feel about it. I feel that. You know, whatever is said, that people don't need to have to, it's of no consequence whether they understand it at that moment.
That's right, bud.
As long as you plant the seed, when it's ready, that seed will be watered and it will grow into what they unintentionally, unconsciously were trying to perceive from the person. And, you know, that's how I feel about it. The mustard seed.
You're going to bear much fruit, right?
That's right. Uh-huh. That's right.
You're going to remember this day.
I remember meeting you guys. I told you, I've been talking about you guys since I met you. And my brother, too.
Yep.
I tell you, my brother is a diehard conservative.
In Chappaqua.
And he's very familiar with the street. We are about half a mile from the Clinton residence. And you'd be surprised what we see goes on over there. It's not for the air. I don't know. There's a lot of shady, what I feel, business. And No, I'm not even joking. I mean, there's a lot of cars that don't look government-like on the
equal justice under the law, equal justice. We want it for everybody, right?
That's what makes our country, right, one of the best countries in the world.
Well, we got to fight for it, Joseph.
That's right.
Because they're stealing it from us every day.
Yes, every day. And you know what? It was set up with the Constitution, and every country in Europa, in Europe, copied after our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, what we had. And now we let it go, and because we're not holding on to it, these other countries are rising up, and they're looking at us weak. And I know, because I'm a citizen of both countries, I see how they look at Americans now, and that's not, to be honest with you guys, it's not in a good way. You know, they look at us like we're ignorant, like we're sheltered, there's propaganda. Not we are, they are.
Okay.
A lot of these people, we're not. We're educated, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we know the truth.
We do.
A lot of these people don't, and they don't use their own discernment. They believe what they're told, and when we go to other countries, I don't say I'm American until I hear their perception, because if you go to some places in Asia or the Middle East, if you say you're American, God knows what will happen, you know? So they don't look at us the way that we look at us. Yeah.
Looking in the mirror, don't like what we see. Hey, listen, I'm going to keep you, Joseph, a couple more minutes. If I got a question for him out there?
Yeah.
Give him a second to come in here, Joseph. All these guys in here, they're all listening.
Okay, that's great.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Did you invite Joseph to the all hands on deck? Because I'm going to be there, and I'd like to meet with him.
Well, we mentioned something to him about all hands on deck. You guys would love this guy. He's a busy guy. He's, like I said, a bodybuilder, personal
physique,
trainer.
Come on.
Physique guy, right? That's what he does. And so we just know that when we part ways here that we've implanted something in Joseph that's going to prosper, grow, and bear much fruit. We just know that. Anybody else? Somebody say hi to Joseph. He's going to feel like nobody loves him.
No, you don't. You
Joseph.
Know what I mean, I'm sorry.
Hello. God bless you, sir.
Hey, Joseph.
It's who's talking to you. Okay, there's me cool. And you.
I don't know how this guy has his word, cousin.
Okay, that's all right. Who's trying to come in? Is that Roger?
Silver. Nah, Silver.
It's Silver. I'm sorry, Joe.
Hey, Joseph. This is Joseph.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Jesus.
Hey. Rock. Today is Memorial Day.
That's right.
And our flags are at half staff. So just wanted to show you that.
That's Joseph showing out his flag half staff.
There you
on
go.
Memorial Day. Huh?
Are you a veteran by any chance?
Yes, sir. 10 years in the Navy.
In the Navy?
Yes, sir. We got
in
a lot
the
of
Navy. And my godson is home with us. He's a Naval Academy graduate. He flies Seahawks. And he's going to be here for a special event at the Dallas National Cemetery. So that's why he's here in town.
Joseph, Jody says here, hey, Joseph, I'm glad to see you. Love of Jesus.
Loving Jesus.
Amen. Right. People talking about you. There.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
So there are thousands watching us right now.
That's Joseph. Amazing. Yeah, I mean, even if we can make a drop in the ocean, that drop has ripples.
That's right.
Makes a difference. They don't realize it. It makes a difference. They don't even realize it's making a difference in their lives.
It is, brother.
You know? So, listen, I just wanted to say, you know, God bless all you guys. You know, and this guy's amazing. You know, it's not him talking. He's a totally different person. When this is happening, he's taken over by the Holy Spirit, and I'm sure you guys can feel that. This is not Dave right now. This is the Holy Spirit working through Dave. Right?
Man.
He didn't tell me any of this. I don't know if it's good or bad. I'm just saying it, you know? I'm just saying it, and I'm letting it out there. You guys can pick it up or not. Like I said, use your own discernment. When I was incarcerated, I did read our book, and I did read the other books. I read the Quran. I was, unfortunately, they separate you by gender and race, obviously by gender, but by race and ethnicity. So I wasn't with any Caucasians. I was with a Nation of Islam gentlemen.
Wow.
So you can imagine what that was like, being 2.5 feet at all times at 23-hour lockdown from an African-American gentleman who is from the Nation of Islam.
Wow.
You know, who committed...
They didn't kill each other, huh?
Who committed various crimes on women and other children and children of his ethnicity, his own children. So that being said, guys, if you have any questions about that, I'd love to fill you in. Or any questions about, physique, I'll give you guys my, or I'll give Dave my website if he wants to give it out. You know, I'm a
give
health coach.
What's your website?
So check it out. I'm at jshredstar, J-S-H-R-E-D, star.
Like you're going to shred your body.
That's right. That's
J-Shred.
Right.
J-Shred.
Yeah. J-Shred, S-T-A-R. That's my Instagram handle. And my website is josephdonofrio.net, D-O-N-O-F-R-I-O.net. You can actually get there through Instagram as well. I'd love to help you guys out. Like I said, I do it for free.
Get rid of my belly? Is that what you're telling me, Judge?
No, that thing's amazing.
That thing's amazing.
Girls are into that. What are you kidding me? Belly? What are you,
girls
nuts?
Girls are makes them think I'm rich.
And
right?
No, makes them think that you're healthy, man.
Right.
You're healthy. By the way, I don't know how Dave feels about it, but how do you feel about eating meat?
I eat meat.
Yeah, how do you feel about it, though?
I guess I never really put much thought into it.
You know why I stopped eating meat? Because I feel that what makes us, right, the creator, put all of us on this earth together, right, Dave?
Right.
So what makes us think that we can kill another animal or give the right to somebody else to kill another animal?
Well, he said there'll be...
Dominion,
right?
Right,
dominion subdue the earth, right?
Yeah, but, well, I mean, I just feel like I don't want to condone in the killing of anything. That's me.
Well... I understand.
You understand? I don't want to kill anything. You know, I feel bad about it.
But I don't feel bad. This is crazy.
I don't
feel bad about eating an animal somebody else killed. They've already killed
it. But you're condoning it.
Well, it's already dead, right? I mean.
But because of you, you're investing in that person. This is how I feel. Right? Mm-hmm. I would be investing in that person to kill more animals,
I'm
right?
Investing in that right
but
there.
That, but God also said to take care of your body, right? Your body's a temple, right?
But,
and you're not doing that by eating meat and your cholesterol and everything else, Dave. How do you guys feel about it?
I got to throw him off the show. He's gonna upset everything I got going on here.
All right,
Joseph.
Yeah, I love you guys.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
God bless you, man.
I love you, man.
Wow, huh? Wow. We met all kinds of characters. Craig, come on up here. Come on up here, Craig. Come on up here. This has been fabulous. Anybody want to say anything about what you just heard there? It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. Now, here's our old buddy, Craig Abkemeyer. Craig, are you listening? Can you hear it in your ear? It doesn't matter, Craig, because you're getting a delay, okay? So I won't put them on unless somebody wants to ask you a question, okay?
Hey, Craig.
They said, hey, Craig. So, well, here, go ahead and put it in so you can hear a little bit with it.
All right.
You put it in your own ear. I'm not going to do that for you. Craig was assaulted yesterday. I mean, he wasn't beat up. A rent-a-cop assaulted him. We have that video, Jared. I don't know if you can pull that up on my Facebook or not. We were just go to my Facebook, maybe we can find it. We were just, as I said, we were at the Walmart. Craig's from Shell Knot, Missouri, brings his dog with him. And we were out to Walmart and we were doing, you know, holding signs and doing that kind of stuff, whatever we were doing there. Let me see if I can get this. Okay, Craig, hang on. And Craig's just out there minding his own business, just filming everything. And all of a sudden, this rent-a-cop, I mean, that's what he was. He was a mall cop. You know, old, clunky old are we able to find that, Jared? I mean, I'm looking at you, Jared. I don't know if you have it. I know it's looking. Okay. It may be on my. It should be a Facebook post from. It might be from Craig himself. It doesn't matter.
Wisconsin News has
it. Yeah, Wisconsin Christian News has it as well. It starts about the 5-minute mark. But anyway, Craig, let's get off of that, Craig, and just talk about what you experienced this week and what's all been.
Can I blame it all on Brother Victor that showed me how to FaceTime?
Speak loud now. Come on.
He's told me how to FaceTime.
So he didn't. Craig didn't know how to do FaceTime until Victor. There's another. We'll try to get him on there in a second.
But so I'm walking around experimenting how to do this. And I got Booger with me, and this lady, her name's Tammy, which I thought was odd, but I don't know. My thought process goes through a lot of things. I'm like, wow, the first girl I ever fell in love with was Tammy, but here's Tammy. She says you can't do it right because the dog's pulling on you.
In other words, he can't do the FaceTime right because the dog keeps pulling on him. So
yeah.
Tammy says, I'll hold the leash.
Right? I'll hold the leash. And I didn't have no doubt in leaving it.
What, a Rottweiler? What is he?
Yeah, well, Jansen's Rottweiler, maybe, and some Labrador.
He's a big dog. He's a big dog.
And
he loves Craig.
Oh, man. And so I didn't have no problem leaving him. And then I'm walking, and I'm asking people, why are they here? And they're like, we want equal justice. You know, they're holding our families to this standard. But yet these people in these high places – principalities or whatever, they're not holding no standard and no justice, and everybody's in agreement, you know. And I just wanted their views, and I'm just walking around, and then all of a sudden coach was over, and I was like, man, there's a ruckus, and maybe I'll go get in the film the ruckus or whatever it is. And I got in there, and I don't know why the guy,
this rent-a-cop just jumped out of his car and just started screaming, you gotta get out of here, everybody get out of here. Well, I met force with force, right?
Yeah.
I went no eyeball to eyeball with him, and Craig is there with his camera, and the guy swats Craig twice. It was amazing. And we got that all filmed. The cops came, yada, yada, yada. So let's back up a minute, Craig. We'll give you 2 minutes now.
All right. Share
with everybody your experience.
I was like, man, whatever happened, it was like the Lord just say, I got you. And he gets the dog out of this conflict area.
Because of the dog who'd been with Craig. Probably would have attacked that guy.
Yeah, and then they want to complicate your dog, and it would have went so sideways. But the thing I can't imagine is, first of all, I've never put my hand on nobody that put their hand on me first. Second of all, I'm not going to violate somebody's personal space. Third of all, I'm not going to verbally assault you. If I'm going to verbally assault you, we might as well just go to town with each other.
Jared, hang on a second. Jared, go to Craig Abkemeyer, A-B-K-E-M. E-I-E-R, is that right, Craig?
Yes, sir.
Craig Abkemeyer, in his videos at the 5:30 mark, the cop comes up. I don't know if you can find that or not. Keep going, Craig.
So then, you know, and this man done all three to me. And it was like, just be calm, be calm, be calm, be calm. He's all, you know, I don't want to hurt nobody. But yet here you've done, you've violated everything I draw the line at. And he I wish Russ Dizdar would have been there, Coach, because I believe that he demonically manifested.
If it had not been for the Holy Spirit, that boy's face would have been rubbed in the concrete.
Yes, sir.
Because he walked up into a group of very peaceful guys, and he was really aggressive. And we found out afterwards, crazy, when the cops came, he was at the place, the state police came, all that stuff.
All of them.
And this guy went freaking bonkers. He said, yes, I love Hillary. I voted for Bill, too. I mean, it was crazy. Yeah. So we're trying to get it up. You know, Jared's looking hard for it now. I'm trying to see. Yeah, he's wearing blue. Yes, he's wearing blue. Let me move out this little sign. There he is. So let's see if he can. And Craig really handled himself well. And
I got accused of everything by the highway patrol.
Okay, go ahead, Jared.
Here we go. Here we go.
Hey, listen,
Coach.
I want to know who's running this organization.
No one's running this
organization. Hey, guys, pack up and disappear. I'm going to go to Walmart. Pack up and disappear.
Freedom of speech.
Walmart has nothing to do with this.
Walmart is a Walmart.
No.
Walmart, customers can't park here.
They can park here, but you cannot solicit.
My kids are there.
We're not soliciting no one. Look at this. Look at this.
We're not protesting anything.
We're not protesting anything.
No, I've been called 911.
Do it.
Here comes the devil.
Do it. Do it.
Get out of here.
No. Come on. Look at that. Look at that. You assaulted me. Stop assaulting me.
Don't let you run the fucking teeth.
Do it. I want you to. I want you to.
Get out of here.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Jesus Christ, I am.
That dude was demonically. It was amazing.
It was amazing.
You know, you just got to be ready. Our guys handled it perfectly. Final words, Craig. What do you think about the trip, man?
I think it was equal justice. Shows that there's no equal justice. I've done less and spent nights in jail.
Oh,
and right. the powers that be done everything to protect a man. But I want to say, when Matt came to me and asked me, Craig, what do you want to do? And right away, I said, man, I've done way worse to other people. And we forgive so that we will be forgiven. And I said, if I'm here under Coach's umbrella, I said, Coach, and you make the decision. I will not. I've done worse to other people. But I prayed for him. I forgave him. And I never had that experience. If I hadn't have been standing with a man like this, that brings it together.
It's all good, man.
All right.
It's all good.
Can I do it?
He did great, Craig. Craig is all nervous. He did great. Come on in here, Mike. Blake, jump in here beside me. Who else don't want me? Oh, I got to make sure I get Terry in here. Mike Blake, old faithful Mike Blake. For those of you old, all hands on deck, Mike Blake, it's his place that we use when we do all hands on deck. Mike, just kind of your overview, because you had a unique perspective on several things that happened yesterday.
I think the biggest thing that I saw was the people who were wanting to call out Hillary, but were afraid to, were suppressed. We had after we had done everything.
Listen to this story. After we were done, we went into a little park just kind of regroup. And Mike, tell the story of what happened while we were there.
This gentleman pulled in a car. And he rolled down the window and kind of asked us what we were doing and why we had all this writing on our cars. And he's like, you realize where you guys are at? He said, this is the most liberal place in New York. And he said, you guys are here riding around. He was just like giddy. He was excited. He couldn't understand how we would be doing what we were doing. And then he drove off.
Well, first of all, he said he's a businessman.
Oh, yeah. He said he was a businessman and that if he were to display or to talk about Hillary like he believed that he would lose his business. People wouldn't come to his business. He never did say what his business was, but he just said he would be out of business.
So he drives away.
He comes back about 10 minutes later, and he rolls down the window, and he starts talking to us again, and he just still in awe. He says, I cannot believe you guys are here. He said, you just don't know how refreshing it is. He said, and he just kept going on and on about it. And then he got out, took some pictures of the cars, and then he left again. And about 5 minutes later, he comes back with this little cartoon.
Third time.
Yeah, the third time he comes back with this little cartoon of Comey and when he was going to prosecute Hillary, or he said he was, and it was a little cartoon of Comey and like her going off to prison. He said, I've kept this on my desk. He says, I can't even display it. He said, I keep it on my desk as a reminder of what should have happened. And it just, it was like he had nobody he could share this with. And he was just
like, he fell into heaven.
Yep. And it was just, it was unbelievable. And I saw that even when we were at Walmart, that there was a few people that would converse with us in the cars. And it was like, they can't share it around there because they're just trained by the media, by the people that live around there, that you just don't talk about.
Fresh drink of water. Where yep. Mike? We brought yep. fresh drink of water. Mike's a faithful old guy. He's setting up Occupy 2009. Is that what it is? No, I got my things back. All hands on deck. Going to be at Mike's place. And we got to get him back home. He's got to mow some grass and get everything ready. But we're looking forward to it.
Yep. I'm looking forward to everybody being there.
Every time we come, man, great things happen. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Mike.
Mike.
Anybody? Questions, anybody? No, get in here, man, Victor. Let's get Victor in here. Are you listening in your own ear, Vic? Yeah, nobody's asking much questions, so it's just kind of us anyway.
Here comes the king.
Here he comes. There's King of Vic. Yeah. So he's muting himself. So Vic, just kind of, Vic is Vic really has a servant's heart, man. Coach, hey, well, coach, you need a coffee? Hey, coach, you need a drink? Hey, coach, you need to take this pill? Hey, coach, today, coach.
Because
hey,
I went up to pick up Barb up there at
Victor drove 4 hours to pick up some girl and then took her back again. This one, 8 hours Vic just spent while we were here taking some
good
woman who really wanted to be part of the event. He went up and got
her. She loved it. She's a great lady.
So give your perspective,
morning,
Vic.
Oh, it was good. The devil was trying to stop this, brother. He was desperately trying to stop it. We're coming into the city, and then Mike B, he's driving, and then all of a sudden, look out, traffic's backing up. So Mike has to jump on it real hard. Booger's in the back seat. We're lucky he didn't come flying through the window. But so, and then Craig, his back starts to bother me. So that's the first instance. The second instance is we go down there with that payer cop that he was getting belligerent and
well,
stuff.
Well, it's crazy.
And
we just showed that video. That's amazing.
Yeah, you know what's up with that? And then that state trooper lady that comes in and she says, "Get out of here!" You know, after everything was said, "Get out of here!"
She said to the little rental cop.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the other two brothers, the black state trooper, and then the other state trooper, and they. And then when they start telling us that they need names because they don't want us to create a meme, and you see, so now these guys are getting wise. They understand the technical advances that they can do and they can portray them in a bad light.
Mm-hmm.
He's understanding the techniques of the left. That's what they do. They only tell partial truths, and then they set them up in such a way that they can tell a story that's not truthful.
Folks, one of the things that was really good yesterday when the real cops showed up, we spanked that rent-a-cop. We spanked him right down. But when the real cops showed up, it was great because people got to see exactly how we handled the situation, how we remained calm, how we remained firm, how we kept taking them back to the law, what the law says. I don't care. To the cop, I don't care what you think. I don't care. I'm not. Here's what the law says, and we're going to comply with the law, but we're not going to back up. And it was really, really good. Then three state cops ended up coming, and we went through this whole process with all of them. They try to buffalo you. They don't buffalo because they're dishonest. They just want the situation to cool down. You understand? But we held our ground, and everybody got to watch that. And, you know, they were going to try to throw us off. And I stood on ground and said, no, we're not going to leave. And finally, one of the cops pulled me aside and said, hey, listen, man, how long are you going to be here? How long are you going to be here? I said, well, you know, I think we'll probably be here about another 20, 25 minutes. He says, okay, man. He says, listen, I'm cool with that. He says, listen, in 20 minutes, just if you guys just kind of keep doing what you're doing, don't get out of line, and then you guys leave it. He said, that'll be cool by us. So it was good because everybody got to watch and see that we left on
our... Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Can I just add, like when your guy, Matt, just this mountain of a man coming, he says, Craig, what do you want? What do you want us, you know, like what can we do? What can we do? I said, Matt, you know what I'd like to see happen? And this is all, I don't want to press charges, but I want is for Coach to finish telling what he wants to tell and the reason we came here. That's all. And Matt, he says, comes back and says, we'll make that happen. And I just praise Jesus that what you're talking about now is correlating with that too.
Yeah, it was all done with order, within order, and to the glorifying of the Lord, huh, Vic?
Amen.
Glad you came.
Always. Yesterday at Walmart, there was a seminar. There was a seminar on how to do street evangelism, but not only that, how to respond to a Leo, a law enforcement officer that comes out there and he's calling you out. But when he calls you out, have no fear, because God does not give us a spirit of fear. He gives us a spirit of being courageous and bold, so that we go where no other sinner has gone.
They were disarmed by our boldness and by what I knew, and the fact that I knew the law. I knew what it says. They were disarmed because they used to just coming up and say, hey, "Boys, you're gonna have to move from here. You got to," and it didn't work. It didn't work.
Not with this flock.
No, it was good. And so the Holy Spirit was really with us. And, you know, we had some of the brothers prayed that grace would follow us everywhere we went. And boy, did it ever, huh, Vic?
Yes. It was beautiful. And then when we went to Hillary's house, they gave us our little area of freedom, of free speech. And then Coach Norm was bringing it. He was laying down some lumber.
Coach Norm, get over here.
Coach
Norm was doing some laying down some lumber, some street preaching at Hillary's. I'm telling you, those of you who know Coach Norm know he has that coach's voice.
Coach, Matt's here too, man. Don't forget about him. Bring him in.
We'll get Matt in here in a minute. So, Coach, Victor was just bragging about you and your performance at Hillary's house. You know, he's going to carry that with him the rest of his life. He will always, amongst this group, be remembered for what he did outside of Hillary's house. What happened to you, Coach? Why'd you do that? Nobody's talking, but I'll put this in if you want to listen.
Why'd I do that? I was led, as usual, by the Holy Spirit to make this trip. And I think one of the most really eye-opening things for me, which I know anyway, is to be in that parking lot and to see people come in from Connecticut, New York, people, and look around and see what 40 or 50 people, the effect that they had that afternoon in that place in God's time, and what they were representing there, the Lord. And I'm always amazed at other people just coming and just joining us and being moved by the Holy Spirit. That's really what it's about.
So Big Norm's out. He's outside of Hillary Clinton's house. And he starts screaming his chant. What were you yelling, Coach?
I was yelling out the four names of the people that died in Benghazi. And my sign said that they basically died under her watch. We all know they had 12 months to help those four guys out and the other people that were there. And so that was my focus in making my sign. And then was able to yell those names very loud in that whole neighborhood.
Do you remember the names, Coach?
Stevens, Woods, Daugherty, and Smith.
That was Norm's
exactly.
Chant. Stevens, Daugherty,
and yelling those out, and just it.
See, so for those idiots that say that street doesn't work, you guys didn't got
those. And what the Lord yelled me. Yelled through me is it really does matter, and it matters to our whole nation. It just doesn't matter to our 50 guys that were there.
Right.
Our whole nation, okay, it does matter, and I believe the people believe it does matter, but no one speaks,
Coach,
except those people.
Can you
there.
Speak to what began to maybe wasn't you, but what began to happen to the policeman's face as we all. See, the cops are there, right? The local cops. And then there were some Secret Service guys there. And then we begin to speak to the police. What happened to them, Coach?
I always have a keen eye when I'm on trips and able to visualize them. My eyes see a lot. And as we were going up and down and speaking and yelling and chanting and singing, I could see the lieutenant in the police department. His face became half white. And then from there up to through his temples was all red. And he was just ready to burst, that guy. And it had nothing to do with us.
Because we were challenging them that they are the defense. They are. They stand between us and the government, and they have a responsibility to enforce the law. In fact, Norm, I was saying, listen, you guys know locally here, Hillary Clinton committed a felony in there. You have the power to arrest her. You don't need the FBI to come in. There are people being arrested all the time for felonies that they don't need the FBI to come and do it. And you guys have a responsibility to do it. And so we continue to preach that kind of thing.
And it was the whole Lord at that time with Coach praying. He had everybody kneeling, the yelling, the everything came together in that lieutenant's head, and his head was ready to pop off. And it had nothing to do with us. He wasn't mad at us. He wasn't upset with us. But as a Marine and as a veteran, and he was hearing the truth, and it was about ready to pop his head completely off.
It was, man. It was some good stuff. Final thoughts. I know I'm not going to bring hero old Matt.
Final thoughts is June 15th. I'd like to see whoever's listening and plenty more people come down and just see the outside ministry that goes on. It's not the yelling and the screaming. It's the outside ministry. My boy here, Joseph, Mike talked about a guy that came back three times. There's so many people around there, and there'll be thousands there in June 15th. So I'll see you then, and I'll bring the voice with me.
We're the tip of the spear, baby. We're the tip of the spear. Thank you, Coach. Okay. Come on over here, Matt. I want to tell a story. Randy Murgatroyd isn't here. Randy's – I got to tell you this story. Let me tell a story real quick, Matt.
Sure.
Randy Murgatroyd, when we got here on – what was it, Friday night? Saturday night. We got here, and we went by Hillary's house for the first time. And Randy Murgatroyd came up to me and says, "Hey, Coach, I have to go back." I said, "What?" He said, "I have to go back and touch that gate." I said, "Touch the gate?" "Yeah, Coach, I have to go back and touch the gate." I said, "Why?" He said, "It doesn't matter. I'll tell you later. I have to go back and touch the gate." So he went back, and he touched the gate. Got back there. It's amazing. We had the favor of the Lord. He got back there, and there was somebody sitting in one of those black limos. And Randy got out of his car, and he started walking towards the gate, and the guy rolled down the window and said, "Hey, what are you doing?" And Randy said, "Hey, I just want to go up and touch the gate." And the guy sitting there in that black limo said, "Go ahead." So Randy went up there and laid his hands on the gate at Hillary's, stuck his feet underneath the gate, and prayed. He told me later, he says, "Coach, I've been studying thresholds. I've been studying thresholds. And that witches and the occult, they're very, very big on thresholds." He said, "Coach, I went under the power of the Holy Spirit, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and I opened up that threshold." Wow! Is that powerful? He said, "I opened up that threshold. Demonic protection around Hillary, that door's open now. That isn't there anymore." Is that a powerful thing? So God bless Randy. He came all the way from Nebraska to do that. So here's Matt Seskovich. Did I get that right?
Kinda.
I got a kinda right.
It's
I don't
good.
Know. I got him. Say it for me.
Seskovich.
Michael Savage. Seskovich. This is the guy who organized it here. What are your thoughts here?
Coach, it's just absolutely amazing. The Lord opened up all the doorways. He did everything. He brought the people together that needed to be here. It just, I'm still stunned, Coach, by all the amazing things that have happened.
What do you say to all the naysayers, Matt?
Oh, get over it. Just get over it. And if you can't have any faith, if you can't actually look at something and say, "Well, I don't know what it is, but I'm going to have my faith and I'm going to go out, step out in faith." If you can't do that, stay home. Don't come out. Okay? Because God's calling everybody. He calls everybody. He puts a calling on your heart. And if you deny that, guess what? I don't want you here. Coach, don't watch.
Tip of the spear yesterday, wasn't it, brother?
Amen,
tip of
brother. The spear. Amen. We messed with hell yesterday.
And it's not the last time we're going to do it.
We messed with hell. And, boy, I'll tell you, we saw things. Everything went our way. from. I'm sure you guys already know about the mall cop.
Yeah.
Right. Went from.
By the way, Randy, Matt, I got to say this. Let me lean in here. It was wonderfully organized.
Everything went. Hey, it worked like a Swiss watch. Okay, it gave off perfect time. Because you know why? The Lord did it.
Amen. And Matt, we know if we'd had 500 or 5,000 people,
still would have worked.
Huh?
Still would have worked.
Oh my goodness.
We would have had. They would have called the National Guard instead of all the state police in the area.
We can, folks.
The Lord provides.
Yep. We can win this thing, man. We can win this thing.
Amen.
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 Matt, thanks for all your hard work, buddy.
No, it's all good, Coach. Everybody participated, and you know, I'm going to tell you everyone one other thing, right? You want fellowship. You feel isolated. You feel isolated. You feel like you don't have anybody, right? If you participate, man, you're going to have the best fellowship you have had in life.
The relationships God that have been established here, it's been unbelievable, you know? Unbelievable.
God connections.
How about this? I put Craig and John and Victor in a room together. I was trying to match people up in a room.
Victor.
We'll get boogers.
And now they're best buddies. It's amazing. Bless you, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Bless you, man. All right, fellas. I'm just going to kind of open the door. Look at old Joseph. Joseph, stick your head in here and say hi to everybody. Joseph's come all the way from, I want to say North Carolina. It's probably South Carolina. Right, Joseph?
Yes.
Just say, South Carolina. Say what's on your heart about Joseph.
Larry, I miss you. I wish you were up here. We're here today, again, for veterans. We're also here for Chaplaw. We're here for Hillary. She knows what she did wrong. Her and her husband both have to pay for their insolence. The Secret Service is out there guarding them. They know that she's in it wrong. The local PD was there. They know they're in the wrong. Society knows they're in the wrong. Oath Keepers, you are here. You know they're in the wrong.
All the patriot groups. Where were
all
they,
the
man?
Patriots.
This is the kind of thing it's going to take, Joseph.
Everybody knows they're in the wrong. We need to gather like us old men versus young men. We had one here today, Joseph. We're here.
We had several young men, man. Old Philip came. Philip came from Dallas, his first trip. He's been wonderful. Dan came. Pastor Mike Spalding, he had to leave early this morning. We had a great, great crew, Joseph. I just appreciate you being here, buddy, and being part of it.
Thank you.
You do it again, would you, bud?
I sure will.
Amen. Amen.
We're the young men.
For all the people sitting at home, man, if you're sitting at home, you cannot get these blessings by sitting at home or on the bench.
You can't.
It's powerful.
You can't get this by sitting at home and being on the bench. That's right. Okay, I've talked for a long time. Let me open it up to some of you guys. Get in it. Today we're going to go to the parade. Parade lasts about a half hour. We're going to try to march in it. If they don't let us march in it, we're going to at least stand on the sidelines and hold signs. They'll hate us. God, they'll hate us in Chappaqua. But it'll be great. It'll be the Lions game. Somebody come on in.
I think you're going to find a lot of love up there, Coach, because of just what you said. All those instances of people coming up to you guys and praising what you do, they haven't had a voice, and now you are their voice. So
they think, Vic, it's like, or I'm sorry, Vinny, it's like everything else. They think they're alone.
Exactly.
They have no idea that there are others around them that are sick of it. Equal. If we had anything at all from the Lord, man, equal justice under the law. Bingo, man. You cannot argue with that one. And so when people would come by and they would give us the thumbs up or a finger, I'll say, oh, yeah. Huh? So you want two systems of justice? That's what it is. You want the powerful to have a different set of rules? They don't know what to say, man. Nope. They don't know what to say. So we've really got a good theme, and we're gonna keep pounding. Anybody else?
Amen. I wish I were with you guys. I just want to say.
We wish you were. We got New York City. We got New York covered, buddy. That's for sure. OJ's here. John Brockoff's here. I mean, we got us a good crew, baby. And I want to say this. God bless Doug Hagman. Because Doug Hagman
laid what he has. He laid it on the table, buddy. He brought when a lot of the guys that Doug associates with, for whatever reason, didn't want to be part of it. Doug stood his ground, and Doug said, "I'm coming." And he came, and he was here the whole time, and he filmed and he interviewed, and we're gonna go places with him. That guy is the real deal, the real deal. Somebody want to come in?
God bless you, Coach. I wish I could have been there kicking the hornet's nest with you.
Well, we'll be kicking more of them. We don't know what we don't know what the next one's going to be, but we're going to be kicking more of them. Look at this. There stands the Mad Bomber himself, John Brockoff. There he is. We picked up a lot of new guys. Where's John Barnett? John was out here. OJ's there's OJ. OJ's just quietly every place you need him to be. Folks, we got I heard this song a lot this week. And you ready? Hang on. Hey.
We love that song.
Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. Hey, brothers, hey, now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Something's going down, baby. Something's going down. There's hope for America. The Holy Spirit is alive and well in the hearts of men, and the Holy Spirit alive in the hearts of men is going to radically transform the world. But boys and girls, you got to get out of your church. You got to get out of your closet. You got to get out of whatever it is, wherever it is you're hiding, whatever it is you're hiding from, baby. You got to break out of that. Oh, Lord, I could preach right now, but I don't have time. We all, listen to me. Here's your word for the day. We all fight a battle of containment. It's a battle of containment, baby. And whether you know it or not, something has got you boxed in on some way. And as long as they're able to keep you contained, as long the devil doesn't mind, as long as he can keep you contained. If the devil can keep you busy doing good things. Oh, yeah. But not doing great things. Not coming out of your comfort zone. Not coming out of your safe spot. Not coming out of your perfect little world you set up for yourself. Truth is, man, we've got a very short period of time if we're going to try to rescue this nation. Maybe we won't. Maybe we won't. But then again, maybe we will. Something's happening here. God bless y'all. I'll see you from the bunker tomorrow morning. See you then. God bless.